KB2HX, S Mobile.
KB2HXS, this is KR4AAE. Dave, right?
Steven, right?
Perfect. Been a while since we've chatted. How are things on your end?
Good. I got my day done with. I'm heading to the house to put my feet up, as it were, until tomorrow.
Sounds like a very good plan. You work with HVAC systems, correct?
I work with them. Sometimes they work with me. Sometimes they beat me up a little bit, but yeah, basically.
Quick question for you, if you don't mind. About the get everything all getting all ready to go for the heat. Is there any, for the heat, basically turn on the air conditioning eventually. Is there anything I need to be aware of before I flip it over from heat to cooling?
Well, I would make sure that the outdoor, is it a split system? Is it a package unit? What is it?
Repeat that last transmission. Got a little staticky in there.
Yeah, a little windy today. The repeater's not doing so well. I'm saying, is it a package unit or a split system?
Heck if I know. It's just an HVAC system that is in my house. And I just want to make sure that everything is correct before I turn it on.
Okay. What I would do is go to the outside unit and give it a good hosing on the coils, on the outside coils, or if you can identify the condenser coils, just give them good hosing down, make sure there's no grass and dirt built up on it, and then flip it in the cool. And, you know, see what it does, really. I mean, that's about the only thing you can do as a homeowner, I guess.
Okay. Is there anything else that I should look at during the cooling months, just to make sure everything works okay?
The heater is really terrible today. I caught a little bit. What I would also do, if you have a shop vac, try and identify where the condensate line is on the unit and give it a good pull with a shop vac. Make sure there's no water and grunge in there.
Perfect. That's a good start. I hope I won't need to turn it on to cooling anytime soon, but I'm just getting ready for the dog days of summer to roll around soon.
I understand. Believe me, I'm already jumping. Customers are already calling me from last week. A little bit of warm-up. Oh, I got to get my system checked out.
I'm fortunate that our system is, knock on wood, still doing good, and it's the original unit with the house, and I'm just trying to do everything preventative that I can to avoid any expensive repairs down the line.
Well, you know, just do your normal maintenance. Check, make sure your filters are clean and clear, and make sure that your drain line is free and clear, and just wash that condensing unit. You know, make sure, like I said, the coils are nice and clean. There's no dirt or grass on them.
That's good to know. I'll check on that in the next couple of days here. Other than HVAC systems beating you up, everything good on your end?
Oh, yeah. I didn't really wrestle with one today. Dad, you know, just look at me as a crocodile hunter. You know, sometimes I got to wrestle with them. Sometimes it's easy. I get in there and clean them up and go on about my business.
That analogy, a crocodile hunter. Does that mean you can do all the Crocodile Dundee impressions?
Oh, crikey.
Maybe give me a good laugh when I need it, and I certainly needed one today.
That's not a knife.
Sounds like we could have Comedy Central on the airwaves.
Oh, man. Don't get me off the air. All right, my friend, I am in the driveway. I will catch you later, Stephen. Have a good day. I think it's KQ4AAE. Is that it?
Yeah, no problem, Dave. 73 to you. I'll be clear on your final. This is KR4AAE. Clear on your final.
Oh, I'm sorry. KR4. You have a good day, my friend. 73, KB2HXS will be out of here.